Portion of the WUL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Oberlin, brought to you by Welcome Nursing Home, people helping people in Oberlin since 1945. And we have with us Heidi Fries and also Jill Heron joining us this morning. Hello, ladies. Thanks
Good
for
morning.
Good morning.
Now, before we get any further, because we may run out of time, I'm supposed to ask you if you could give me the rotary clap. You ladies know the rotary clap.
Right. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Rex Engel, our district governor, has taught us well. But I don't know that I know it right here for the radio.
Okay.
I could probably do it, but if I got it wrong, Rex would bust me, and I'd be fined on
usually
Friday.
Usually there's some penalty. Well, don't you guys get fined anyway just because
you're
on the radio if you show up in the newspaper or something
right.
like that. So
exactly.
We apologize for any pain that we're making to give you this morning.
Write him a check.
I guess so. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on at Welcome Nursing Home these days, what things are happening there you can share with us.
We've got all sorts of great things coming up. Actually, I was just thinking about it. We have our craft show coming up next Friday, which I should probably announce, from 10 till 4, which is always something fun for our residents. They love having the vendors come to them so they can get their Christmas shopping done. And a lot of local people come and bring beautiful crafts and honeybee honeys and all sorts of wonderful things. So that's always a great day. We just recently had our car show, which was also really fun. The residents got to jam to Elvis, who came and sang the night away for us, so that was also a really great time.
So there's many things that you're planning for the residents to give them different type of experiences they may not have get elsewhere or whatever.
Absolutely. We've had kind of a great last 2 years. We celebrated a deficiency-free life our health survey, which was something that we're extremely proud of, and so we celebrated with our staff and our residents back in the end of September for that, and we're very proud of that. It sets us apart from other facilities.
And then we also earned the Quality Bronze Award with the American Healthcare Association. That's a program based on the Baldrige criteria for quality. We accepted that award back in Arizona in 2013, which just means we start focusing on the Silver Award coming up. So we are working on that program and are proud of our staff for being so committed to quality and accepting that recognition.
Even the name of your facility sounds so inviting, Welcome Nursing Home. How did that name come to be?
Well, really, our grandparents started the facility back in 1945, and Henry Wessel and Joy Wessel created the name. He just felt that was a welcoming, inviting name. It's been an interesting conversation for us because a lot of people say, a lot of research studies have said you should really not be a nursing home, that brings negative connotations in the old days of how nursing homes used to be. But I think we're going to stick with it. I think that it really says what we are. We welcome people, and we are in nursing, and we provide a home for people. Majority of our residents do stay. I was speaking with someone the other day and told them that we had a resident that was there for 10 years, and they just, 10 years, I just can't even imagine. But it does become their home, and we also provide good quality nursing care to go along with that. So it fits a niche for people that really need those services.
But in a sense, too, over time it's evolved into much more than that because you keep the people so active and bring so many things to them.
Absolutely. And Heidi can probably talk a little bit about our therapy because that certainly has evolved over time. And she's an occupational therapist, so I'll let her speak the specialties.
So over the last probably 5 to 10 years, we've really expanded our therapy services. We have short-term rehabilitation for people who have just had a recent acute health crisis. They come in for a short period of time, get very aggressive therapies, occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy. We can do modified barium swallows right in the facility to minimize the number of times a resident might have to go out for a service. And then we get them reintegrated back into the community. We do home visits to make sure that their home is set up in the safest environment possible. We do community activities to make sure that if they're expected to grocery shop when they go home, that they can do it safely. And that's been a real big push for us. We also do outpatient therapy and have pushed that a little bit more. A lot of our community members here in Oberlin are using our services because it's therapy in their own backyard. And we enjoy having that availability. We have wonderful equipment, therapeutic exercise. We can do ultrasound therapy, diathermy, just very aggressive therapy interventions that help promote healing and strength. So we're very fortunate for that.
Has that changed over time since you've been there with all the different things? You think something since 1945, you have a sort of a structure, here's how things are going, but new equipment technology has to come in and be a part of that.
Absolutely. Some of the technology we use now has been used aggressively treating NFL players and basketball therapy players, but it was never introduced into long-term care facilities until recently. As the business world of the therapeutic interventions was assessing where they could grow their business, they realized what aggressive therapies were happening in long-term care facilities. And so they have just recently, within the last 5 years, marketed to our therapy teams. And it's been a great advantage to help reduce pain for our residents, increase healing time for fractures, help with wound management. So it's really brought a whole higher level of care that we can provide our residents on a much more intensive basis.
I would assume the residents don't know of this care until they come to you to learn about it, right?
Very often that's the case. I was just telling my sister, it's funny, living here in Oberlin my whole life, I still meet people that don't even realize Welcome Nursing Home is in Oberlin and that we have a nursing facility. We're kind of tucked at the south end of town. And my big identifier, I always say, we're right across from the fire department, and that at least sets us, gives us a good marker. But a lot of times, people don't realize the advantage of doing aggressive therapy until it's too late. So I'm always marketing and trying to educate people that there are so many opportunities to improve quality of life through therapy and active living. And that's a really big part of our philosophy at Welcome Nursing Home, keeping the residents active. Even if they're not getting aggressive skilled therapy, we have a restorative nursing program that's very active that keeps the residents walking and lifting weights, bearing weight in their joints, which really promotes good strength and helps decrease arthritic pain over their lifespan.
And anybody keeps them functional.
Who's in a good shape, if there is some kind of an incident or something, their recovery time is probably not as long because of the fact that they are somewhat in good shape to begin with.
Absolutely. We're seeing that more and more across the healthcare continuum. It used to be that if you had a medical crisis, you were in the hospital maybe for a week or two, and then maybe in a nursing home for 2 or 3 months. And just with the changing technologies and changing expectations, length of stay is much, much shorter.
But I think the joy for you probably is just the people, still meeting the people and getting to know them, becoming familiar with them. You almost become an extended part of their family then.
Absolutely. And that truly is kind of the best part of my job every day, is meeting the residents, spending time with them. Our staff, so many of them are long-term employees. We've started a process just recently giving recognition every year to anniversaries, and I've signed cards in the last week, 15 years, 18 years of an employee, 34 years an employee. It just sets the tone and really sets us apart from other facilities where we have staff that have grown up in our facility, and it's part of their life and our culture.
We've been talking today with Heidi Fries and also Jill Heron of Welcome Nursing Home. If people want to find out more about what we do, maybe get a visit, come to see the place, find where it is if they have...
Yeah, we're right on the south end of town on Route 58, also Main Street, and they can stop in anytime. We have open visiting hours, and there's a nice little gift shop right as you walk in with the receptionist, and we can give you information, give you a tour. Our phone number is 440-775-1491, and someone always answers the phone and can give any information that you need.
Sounds great. Now, you have a craft show coming up. When is that going to be happening?
That'll be next Friday. I think that's November 7th, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Sounds great. Thanks for sharing some time with us. Appreciate it.